Greetings. This is the 10th day of the month, and I'd just like to greet you today in the name of Jesus, who is worthy. The one who is worthy, the one who gives inspiration, the one who blesses us, Lord. And so let's just ask God for his blessings upon us today as we share from his word. And may he receive all the glory and the praise and the honor. And dear Heavenly Father, this morning, today, we just commit this session into your hand and pray that your will may be done. Pray that your name can be exalted and glorified. Father, we do love you. We do ask you, dear God, to just take these words and allow them to bring glory and honor to you, and that it could be an inspiration to the listeners. And Lord, we do commit it to you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Yesterday, I talked a little bit, gave you a little bit of testimony about how this gospel the phone ministry got started. And today I'd like to give you a little bit more of an overview on the different aspects of this. And, you know, also at the same time, I would like to encourage you to consider that God has a ministry for you. Doesn't matter how insignificant you think you are, God has called you. In Matthew and in Mark, we read that Jesus said before he ascended into heaven, he said, "Go you out to all the world and preach the gospel." And that message was not just for the apostles. That message was for all believers. And so, go ye out into all the world and preach the gospel. And you can't go out into all the world and preach the gospel. One person can't do that. But he's talking to all of us. And he wants us to be faithful where we are and where he calls us. So that's the idea, you know. If we are faithful to God, he can lead us and he can guide us to greater heights, and he can give us wisdom, he can give us direction. And if we just walk with him, that's the really what's very important is to walk with God and allow God to direct our lives, direct our thoughts, direct our ministry, whatever it may be. So, back to the phone ministry, the phone message ministry. I have a little blue card that I'm looking at right now. And this blue card is available for all of you if you want it. On the one side, it says, listen to a live church service. And then there's three different churches available here for you to listen to on a Sunday morning. You can choose between Joy Christian Fellowship, Ephrata Christian Fellowship, and Charity Christian Fellowship. And it gives you the different phone numbers. Maybe I'll just give you those phone numbers now. 857 for Joy, it's for Joy Christian Fellowship, it's 857-216-6700, ID number 525-819. And then for Ephrata Christian Fellowship, it's 717-721-3043. And there's no ID number needed for that. You just dial that number and gets you right into the church service. And by the way, before I forget it, these church services all start at 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning. And then the third one is Charity Christian Fellowship. And that's at 712-432-3973. 712-432-3973, ID number 17540. And we also have Saturday morning Bible study And that's on the same number as the Joy Christian Fellowship Sunday morning service. And that number is 857-216-6700, ID number 525-819. And that's live at each Saturday morning at 7:30 Eastern Time. And, of course, these are all Eastern times that I'm talking about here today. And then we have the Bible study playback, you know, in case you want to listen to past Bible studies, you can do that. And that number is 641-715-3800, ID number 42517. And it'll give you, the menu will show you how to get into the different dates and so forth. Okay, then we have Anabaptist Gospel Messages on the Phone. That number for those messages is 641-715-3800, ID number 141133#. And also, we have the weekly messages. Weekly messages, the phone number for that is 559-726-1220. And no ID number needed for that. Keep in mind, though, costs may apply. If you don't have unlimited long distance, you may incur long distance costs by calling these numbers. Okay, just quickly over to the other side of this blue card. It's a pocket reference guide to Fountain of Life sermons. And again, 641-715-3800. And for the general information number, it's 141133. And from there, you can go on and find out about 46 different categories of messages. And I don't think I'm going to read all the ID numbers off. Maybe I will. I don't know. Should I? Alternative medicine, witchcraft and sorcery. ID number for that is 107-0453. Then we have Aunt Martha's Children's Lessons. That has been a blessing to many children. Many children like to listen to that. 8281-907. And then we have Bon and Mighty, which that can be a very important issue to the Amish people. And I realize there's not only Amish people that are listening to these messages, but hey, maybe you can be blessed. Then we have baptism. Jesus said that we should all be baptized. Repent, believe, and be baptized, he said. And the ID number for that is 493-116. Then we have church history. And that ID number is 6231419. And I don't know, maybe I'm getting boring to you, but I'm not going to read all the ID numbers, I don't think, but we have church history, we have communion, we have courtship, all these different topics that are available. Then, of course, the Daily End, that's what you're listening to right now. And we have David, a man after God's own heart. We have discipleship. We have Dordrecht Confession of Faith, which is a very interesting overview of the Confession of Faith. Back in 1632, Dordrecht Confession was given, and Brother Melvin Coffin did a very good job of bringing out the details of the Dordrecht Confession. And we have faith. And false doctrine exposed. We have freedom from depression. We have an example of some funeral messages. And we have God's design for authority, God's divine design for a home. And then we have a series of about 30 messages on the godly home. And then we also have a series of messages on the godly woman. And then a couple messages on preached by Brother Emmanuel Ash, where he realized, as he was Amish, as he considered hell, he said, "Hell, not me. I'm Amish." And so, is that where you're at? Are you not eligible for hell because of because you're Amish, or because you're Mennonite, or because you're Catholic, or whatever it may be? And so that's what came to Emmanuel, and he just thought, hey, he that's not speaking to him. But you know, he later on found that he was indeed on his way to hell. Then we have a number of messages on the Holy Spirit. Then we have some messages on hope for hurting women. Now, that's a very pertinent one for the day. And also the role of demons in today's society. That is an eye-opener. I encourage you to listen to that one. That's ID number 990-3008. And then we have some messages on Jesus Christ. We have messages on leader in the home, a leader in his home. Our Father's love, overcoming fear, practical Christian living, prayer. If you want to be inspired on a deeper prayer life with God, then listen to these messages. And that ID number 457-084. And then we have salvation messages. If you're lost, if you know you're lost and you're on your way to hell and you want to find your way to heaven, then listen to these messages. 500-909. Then we have the Saturday morning Bible study, and there's a lot of messages on here. These have been, it's basically every Saturday since September of 2006. All these messages are still there. And you can go back. Yeah, they don't all have titles, as you can see what you're listening to, but you just go to it by the date. And most of them are very inspiring. Then we have some singing. A singing topic, and then we have testimonies, and then what did our early Anabaptist forefathers believe? Why did we leave the church? Young ladies, then we have some messages for young ladies, and then we have youth at the crossroads of life, and we have Youth Bible School 2007, and we have youth setting a standard for life. And then we have some more testimonies. And then we have God's faithfulness through suffering and death of a loved one. That is a very touching incident of a very touching real-life story of our brother Marlon Stolzfus through the trial that he walked through as his wife developed cancer, and in a very short time, in a matter of a few months, or maybe 6 months or 8 months, I'm not sure how long it was, but, you know, she went home to be with the Lord. And this was just a young family. She left three little children behind and a husband. A God-fearing, lovely husband, and he is happily married again to his second wife, and yeah, God's faithfulness through suffering and death of a loved one. Maybe you're going through some trials and suffering, and maybe you're going through cancer. Maybe this would be a good time for you to listen to these messages. That's ID number for that is 88064. So again, the dial-in number is 641-715-3800. And for this message, it's 88064. So it's about time to close again. Hope this was an inspiration and not boring. And yeah, I guess we'll just see what God has for us tomorrow, and we'll go from there. God bless you, and come again tomorrow, and yeah, see what God has for us, and be blessed. So let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness and mercy. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your truth. And we just pray, dear God, even though I didn't bring out a lot of the word of God today, I just pray, dear God, that you would use it to your glory and to your honor. Lord, I pray that the name of God could be lifted up and many hearts could be drawn to you. Father, tonight we just ask these favors and blessings in the wonderful and holy name of Jesus, our beloved Savior. We thank you, dear Lord God, for loving us and caring for us. We thank you, dear God, for bringing these people on the phone that they might that they spend these few minutes with us, Lord, and just to be challenged, to be edified. And Father, I pray that you would give me words to say tomorrow again to bring glory and honor to your holy name. Father, we do commit it to you in the name of Jesus, our beloved Savior. Amen. All right, well, God bless you, and you have a wonderful day, and trust that we will get to minister to you again tomorrow.